It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Today is the birthday of English novelist, playwright, and short story writer William Somerset Maugham, born in Paris in 1874. His work is characterized by a clear, unadorned style, cosmopolitan settings, and a shrewd understanding of human nature. Maugham was orphaned at the age of 10, and he was brought up by an uncle and educated at King's School at Canterbury. After a year at Heidelberg, he entered St. Thomas's Medical School in London and qualified as a doctor in 1897. He drew upon his experiences as an obstetrician in his first novel, Liza of Lambeth, and its success, though small, encouraged him to abandon medicine for writing full-time. He traveled in Spain and Italy, and in 1908 achieved a theatrical triumph that brought him financial security, four plays running in London at the same time. During World War I, he worked as a secret agent, and after the war he resumed his uninterrupted travels, and in 1928 he bought a villa in the south of France, which became his permanent home. His reputation as a novelist rests primarily on four books: Of Human Bondage in 1915, a semi-autobiographical account of a young medical student's painful progress toward maturity; The Moon and Sixpence from 1919, an account of an unconventional artist suggested by the life of Paul Gauguin; Cakes and Ale from 1930, the story of a famous novelist; and The Razor's Edge, published in 1944, the story of a young American war veteran's quest for a satisfying way of life. Maugham's plays, mainly Edwardian social comedies, soon became dated, but his short stories have increased in popularity. Many portray the conflict of Europeans in alien surroundings that provoke strong emotions, and Maugham's skill in handling plots is distinguished by economy and suspense. Commercial success with high book sales, successful theater productions, and a string of fine film adaptations backed by astute stock market investments allowed him to live a very comfortable life. Small and weak as a boy, he had been proud even then of his stamina, and as an adult he kept churning out the books, proud that he could. Yet despite his triumphs, he never attracted the highest respect from the critics or from his peers. Maugham attributed this to his lack of lyrical quality, his small vocabulary, and failure to make expert use of metaphor in his work. In 1934, the American journalist and radio personality Alexander Walcott offered Maugham some language advice. "The female implies, and from that the male infers." Maugham responded, "I am not yet too old to learn." His public view of his abilities remained modest. Toward the end of his career, he described himself as in the very first row of the second rate. Other writers acknowledged his work and his influence, however, including Anthony Burgess, Ian Fleming, and George Orwell, who said that Maugham was the modern writer who has influenced me more than most, whom I admire immensely for his power of telling a story straightforwardly and without frills. In his novel Misery, Stephen King describes a rich collection of Maugham's books in the house where most of the plot is set, and praises his mastery of storytelling. Somerset Maugham died in Nice on December 16, 1965. He was 91 years old. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 25th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.